Coming up on this episode of Disneyland Weekly, a special episode that goes over our survey responses. Disneyland Weekly starts now.
This is Disneyland Weekly.
All right, well, thank you for everyone for tuning in. This is an extra episode, so please don't think that, unfortunately, no news is going to be happening or being discussed on this episode. We're just going over what we learned and some of the feedback that we got from the survey that we had going last month.
So I'm going to start with the boring stuff that honestly... So let me explain a little bit about the survey, because I think we need to explain this. This survey is a pre-made survey that I did not look at before I posted. PodTrack, who does our analytics for our episodes, that tells us like how many downloads each episode has and where people come from and all that stuff, recommended that we did a listener feedback survey. So we took the link they gave us and we put it on. And as we started getting results, I realized they ask a lot of stuff on here. And honestly, some of the stuff I really didn't care about. And I don't think a lot of you cared about, because as you know, the report itself said that we had like 103 responses total. And as you look at each of the different sections for the questions, it would say how many people responded to it or whatever. So like for the beginning here, we had a whole demographic section, like what is your age? 68 people responded. Well, out of 103 respondents, only 68. So, you know, and the same thing comes with the meat of the show that we're going to have, which is our likes and dislikes, which is where you guys could just type in whatever you wanted for if you liked it or disliked it. So I'm just going to start with the boring stuff. Teresa, mm-hmm. Do you have the demographics pulled up on your side?
I do.
Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure. So I'll start with the first question, then Teresa can do the second question. We'll move on that way. So I'm just going to give a couple top answers to these, because I'm not going to go through every single thing. But so first of all, what is your age? I was actually surprised by this. The two highest parts of our demographics for age was the highest one was 25 to 34, and the second one was 35 through 44. So people between 25 and 44 is kind of like most of our audience, which I actually was kind of surprised
by.
Yeah,
and this, I mean, this overwhelmingly took up most of it. So the category for 25 to 34, 46%. Of all of the listeners that filled this out are in that age bracket. So that's, yeah, that was really surprising. And then the 35 to 44, 37%. So most, like the vast, vast majority of our listeners
are single digits for everything else.
Within those two ranges there. The other interesting thing here is we also had a question asking male versus female. And it was almost split right down the middle. We had 69 people respond, 33 were male, 35 were female, and one preferred not to say. So I was really surprised that it was that evenly split.
Me too. I for some reason, sorry guys, but I thought I thought we'd have a lot more female listeners for some reason, but I'm glad that we have a good split. So these are some other questions that like I didn't really care about. I'm not even going to tell you about these, but I'll just tell you what the questions were in case you didn't take the survey. What's the highest level of education you've achieved? I didn't really care about that. What is your total combined income before taxes of all members of your household? I will say I was surprised by this one too, because the two double, you know, there's a lot of single digit answers in all the different categories from under 5,000 to 200,000 or over. And our two highest categories for this were between 75,000 and 149,999. I was like, man, our listeners make a lot of money.
Yeah, I was surprised by that too. But then again, this is your household income too.
That's true. That's true.
Employment status was another one. Most of you are full time. 82% of you said that you were full time, which was 35 hours or more. I thought this was interesting. Marital status, single, never married, divorced or separated, or married. 70% of you are married.
Yeah. I guess I'm not that surprised. Just then, you know, you have family and stuff like that. But then that brings us to this next question, which was interesting. How many children under the age of 18 are currently living in your household? So 68% people responded to this. The answers, the options were none, one, two, three, and four. 43% had no children. 15% had one child. 25% had two children. 16% had three. And 2% had four children. So quite a range of children there. And then Another one we don't care about is what of the following best describes your primary place of residence? Everybody's kind of split. A lot of people own their houses, I guess, is the biggest percentage there. And then language most often spoken in your household. We had English and one Spanish. Mm-hmm. So that's demographics. I'm not even going to go over business. There was a whole section about business that asked about if you were management, how many people worked at your place, what type of service industry or what type of industry did you work in, that kind of thing. So who cares? It doesn't matter. There's a behavior tab, which is interesting because it talks about all the different types of stuff with the podcast.
Yeah, so first question was, do you subscribe to this podcast? And 84% of you say that yes, you do. I think my favorite part about this one was 4% chose the I don't know option. So if you guys need help learning how to subscribe and truly be subscribers of our podcast, you send us an email. Tag is our tech guy. He would be more than happy to walk you through that.
Be more than happy to help you. So what was interesting was because, you know, we were talking just about like your age and sex and stuff like that, and we had what, like almost 70 respondents on average. Mm-hmm. On these questions, we had high 80s on all these. Yeah. So obviously these were easier questions for people to answer, and they were more comfortable sharing that, which is great because this is the stuff we care about anyway. How many episodes of the podcast have you listened to? 77% said 6 or more, 15% said 4 to 5, 6% said 2 to 3, and 2% said 1.
Yeah, so thank you for your those people that only listened to an episode and took one episode and they took that. I mean, this was a very... We do want to apologize. We did not realize how in-depth this survey was going to be. So thank you for taking the time to go through and fill out the survey.
The next time we do the survey, I think I'm going to custom create a survey and just have like 5 questions on it. Because this probably took you guys a lot of time and we really appreciate it.
So next question, how often do you listen to the podcast? 50% of you said always, and 38% of you said almost always. And then we had two other, there was occasionally, which was 10%, and then rarely, which was just 2%. Which I wonder, you know, actually, now that I'm looking at that, rarely is 2 people said that. And there was also 2 people that said they had only listened to 1 episode. So I wonder if that was maybe
maybe
the same people.
Maybe. About how much of each episode do you generally listen to? 75% of you said you always listen to the entire episode.
I'm surprised. Good for you guys, because when I listen back to this episode, I don't always wait till the end. So good for you. You guys are committed.
Well, they hear at the end, you know, go out and enjoy the parks because we can. I turn it off when the end credits start, 15%, which, you know, that sounds like your type of listening. Yeah, yeah. At least 75% was 7%, about 50% was 2%, and about 25% was
1%. Yeah, so that was really awesome that you guys are listening to basically the entire episode each time. That's great.
This next question, Teresa loves.
On average, how many times do you listen to each episode? 84% of you did say 1 time. 13%, 2 times, 3 times, 2%, there were 2 of you that said that, and more than 3 times, that person's an overachiever. There's 1 person that listens to it over 3 times.
But you had some thoughts about this.
But yeah, we were actually talking about this, because this service also shows us the number of downloads per episode, and it's really interesting to us, because there is 1 episode out there that has gotten just way more listens and way more downloads than any of the other episodes, and we were trying to figure out what the difference was.
James likes to make fun of it because he was the one he co-hosted on.
Yeah, that was the 1 episode that I was not able to be on, and James co-hosted, so I did take it a little personally in the beginning, but it's okay. No,
well, James always says, well, you know, I'd co-host again, but I don't want to take away from Teresa.
So we were trying to figure out, you know, does it have to do with how we named the episode, maybe what was going on that week? But then I got to thinking about it. James is he's a very kind of detail-oriented person. And so when he took on that episode and had to kind of jump into the final section of, that was the last part of our tour around the parks, if you listen to that episode, he has just volumes of information. So I totally understand the need to have to listen to it multiple times so that you can kind of absorb all of the information that he gave you in that episode. So I'm wondering if that's, you know, why some of these other people are listening to it multiple times, because some of these episodes we do get into a lot of different stuff, a lot of different, you know, maybe dates or trivia type things, you know, whatever. And it's something that you want to remember, so you listen to it again. Just really like our voices, you know, I don't know.
Right. For those of you who maybe don't listen to every episode, but maybe pick and choose episodes, like, what is your reasoning? Like, is it the title, or do you read like what we put in the description? Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of curious, because we try to pick clever names for our episodes because we think that that's, you know, helpful and kind of sets us apart. We're not just kind of boring. But it'd be interesting to see what you guys think about that. When you listen to the podcast, is the device you use most often connected to the internet? 77% said it is, 21% said it is not, and 2% said unsure. I wonder if these are the same people who were unsure if they were subscribed.
So, and we're just kind of going to breeze through the next two. They go hand in hand. How do you most often access the podcast? It looks like most of you do it through the Apple Podcast apps. 41% of you said so. The next would be just straight through iTunes, which was 22% of you. And then the next category, 21%, was a third party or another podcast app. And then the last one, like I said, kind of goes hand in hand. Which device do you often use to listen to the podcast? 71% of you, of course, had an iPhone, since most of you are listening either through the Apple Podcast app or just through iTunes themselves. And then the next one here was Android, which came in at 20%. So I'm sure Tag appreciates that because, as some of you may already know, he is a big, big Apple person.
I do like the in-car entertainment system. So
two of
you are listening through the in-car entertainment system. So that's pretty exciting.
So this other, oh, there's one person said other, and it said please specify. I wonder how we can figure out what
that's a good question
means.
Too. Yeah, I'm not sure. So the next section is satisfaction, and this one's kind of hard because the way that they rate this is basically when you take the survey, you rate how important each of these different things are, and then how satisfied you are with them. And then it does like a difference. So if you think audio quality is really important, but you're not satisfied with that, then there's a gap that shows up and then we can see. And according to this, so everything's on a 1 to 10 scale. And a high gap indicates an area of weakness, and a low or negative gap is an area of strength. So let's talk about strengths first. Our biggest strength is website design. So... which I guess they say that because it wasn't that important, but people were pretty satisfied with it. So that's kind of why that's so high.
Same thing for website content.
Yep. And placement of ads in the podcast. People are very happy about that because we don't have ads. We're totally supported by you guys as listeners who want to support us through Patreon. So we really appreciate that.
Yeah, so I was kind of surprised because placement of ads, satisfaction was rated at a 9.37. So I'm wondering... I was surprised we didn't get a 10 for that, since we don't have ads, unless maybe some people are considering us talking about how to support the podcast through Patreon as an ad.
That's possible. The next one was
length of episode.
A high gap score. Oh, okay. Yeah. So length of episodes was pretty good. You guys don't think that that's too important, but you're happy with it. Another one was reliability, new episodes available when promised. A lot of people seem very happy that we have it every week and that we're consistent, which we really try to do that.
Actually, as I'm looking at the satisfaction score, that reliability is our highest satisfaction score, 9.56. So that's awesome.
That is good. I like that. Frequency of new episodes, people are pretty happy with. And then finally, audio quality, people are pretty happy with. So it's very important. It's 9.14, and your satisfaction was 9.47. Mm-hmm. So we always try to do the best audio quality. When I started getting planning for this podcast, I did a lot of research, and people said it doesn't. The one thing that you need is you need to care and have a passion about the topic you're going to talk about, which we have. And then it didn't. All the other stuff didn't matter, but it had to sound good. Because if it doesn't sound good, even if you have great content, people are not going to keep listening.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you guys are satisfied with the audio quality, because we do try really hard to make sure that there's good audio quality. The three areas where I guess people feel like it's a relative weakness.
Yeah, it's basically these three areas were rated very high for importance, and the satisfaction grade did not meet the same as important. So we can kind of go through that. So let's see. Let's start with, so hosts was the next area. So you rated this as a 9.27 for the importance level, but actually the actual satisfaction was only at a 9.18. So still a good score, but since the importance was rated higher than what the satisfaction came out to, it did show up as an area for us to kind of work on. And we'll go through that, because you guys did give us some feedbacks in your likes and dislikes sections that we'll be going through next.
Absolutely. The next one is overall quality, mm-hmm. which is just kind of how you kind of felt about that. It was a 9.55 for importance and an 8.99 for satisfaction. And then finally, our biggest weakness, I guess, was content. Mm-hmm. And again, we'll get into that when we get into our likes and dislikes, because we've kind of broken it down by category there. So that's basically all the, like, you know, click, click, whatever, you know, pick all the stuff.
Yeah, so overall, I know I speak for Tag and myself. We were very, very pleased with these results. It seems like generally overall, you guys do really enjoy the show. And I mean, I feel like you guys must enjoy the show to sit there and take the survey. I can't thank you guys as much as I can for taking the survey, because it was long. Once yeah. Tag and I kind of looked into it, we're like, oh my gosh, this is way, way more detailed than we had intended and wanted. But thank you again so, so much for taking the time to do it.
So we want to leave on a high note, so we're going to tackle the comments that you guys left us that were dislikes. So,
okay, so before we go into the dislikes, we're going to start on a high note. We received...
Oh, yeah.
We received 63 likes, like comments, you know, people, things that people liked about us, 63 comments of what people liked about us. We only received 46 things of what people did not like about us. So that already was a pretty big win.
Right. We did cut out a couple where people just wrote nothing. I love it.
Yeah, we did have people actually fill it out, but they said NA or like Tag said, yeah. But they love, you know, it wasn't really a dislike. So we correct. Kind of skipped over those.
So we're going to start with the dislikes. We've categorized these. So the categories that we have picked for the negative, the dislike stuff was stuff that had to deal with either frequency of the episodes or length, hosts, our opinions, quality of the podcast. We had some feedback about the tour when we did the whole tour of the parks, mm-hmm. and then other. So we're going to start with frequency and length was kind of the
first thing. Yeah, we did get the most feedback regarding frequency and length, and I don't know if we're going to necessarily read every single piece of feedback, but it was really interesting because we had both ends of the spectrum when it came to frequency and length. We had people saying that they wished that it was longer, and then on the flip side, we also had other people saying that they thought it was too long. So we kind of are taking that as a little bit of a win, because unfortunately, yeah. we're not going to be able to please everyone. So we feel like if we've got, you know, if we're kind of at that midpoint where half of you think it's too long and half of you think it's too short, we must be at a pretty decent middle ground as far as what our episode length is. So yeah. We have kind of decided to stick around about an hour, and obviously that depends on how much news and how long our discussion topic goes on, but we are going to shoot for somewhere between around an hour for each week.
Yeah, that's what we kind of shoot for. You know, some episodes may be as short as 40, 45 minutes. That's not very often. We do try to, and that comes up later in our feedback too. So we'll just leave that there. So the first dislike we had actually is kind of funny, because I feel like this dislike is actually more of a like. Sometimes I'm really getting into the show on my car ride home and the episode ends leaving me wanting more.
I think that's good. And then next one, episodes could always be a little longer. Followed by somebody else saying that their dislike was waiting until the next episode.
Right. The next one was, I wish all episodes were an hour long. I love listening and don't want it to end. Again, we try to do an hour. The next one is, another next dislike was short.
And then followed by too short. But then these two, actually, I don't know who you are, because this survey was anonymous, so we don't know who gave us this feedback and who gave us these ratings. But we had two people come up with the same thing on their dislike, which we actually have now incorporated. The first one is just short and sweet, that we read all of the social media postings. Next one is, could be 15 minutes shorter. Feedback section at the end is far less interesting than the content that comes prior. Really like the new idea to separate into a separate standalone episode for those that do enjoy. So yes, so as that person's feedback did say, because of your feedback, our feedback is now not going to be so much in our weekly episode. We do want to give shout outs every once in a while, because we do really, really appreciate any and all feedback that you guys give us. So we do want to give you a shout out, because we know it's fun to hear what you said on the show and to, you know, hear your name on the show. So we do appreciate it, but we will be doing a monthly feedback. I believe we're planning on doing the first one at the end of this month.
Yeah. So the other thing too is we did, first of all, what Teresa was saying with the feedback, we do want to always have some feedback in the main show, mm-hmm. because some people are not going to listen to the feedback episodes, and we do want to represent as many people as we can in the main show, because that does actually encourage people to send in feedback.
Yeah.
And we want to encourage that because we do like hearing from you. So we want to share that with as often as possible. The other thing was we did read the survey responses as they've come in over the past month and a half. And that's why we have tweaked the show a little bit. So we have seen the comments about, you know, the social media getting long and stuff. And that's when we decided to look at that. I mean, we kind of looked at it ourselves because we were like, man, there's a lot that we're reading every week. And this week we're, you know, have a lot. But so we do take this on. There is some comments later on, too, that we talk about that where people said that we listen too much to the audience. We should just keep doing what we're doing. And nobody, you're not going to make everybody happy. But we also want to take constructive criticism. And when we realize that there's a problem, we do want to change it.
Yeah.
So the next comment was, it goes on too long. Sometimes reminds me of an NPR fundraising week segment with the styling content. Again, I don't know who sent this in, but I kind of got a little laugh out of it because I was like, an NPR fundraising week? That's funny. I thought we'd be a little more exciting than some of those NPR people sometimes.
Yeah, that's okay.
And there isn't more episodes weekly only because I love it so much. Again, I feel like, again, that's a positive, but got put in the negative.
Again, still talking about the frequency and length. Length would like around an hour per episode, which is what we're going to now shoot for, which you guys are close to most of the time. Again, sometimes could be longer, but I understand how time-consuming it can be. Just keep up the great work. And then finally, the last one, longer episodes would be nice. So really, on the grand scheme of things, from what we've read, most of you want longer episodes. Tay and I both feel that a weekly long hour podcast works. We do have all sorts of different things that we're now trying to discuss and get going that are kind of additional things. So if you guys want to hear more from us or even see us, since we do now also have live streams going on monthly too, check out some of our patron perks. They do get some extra added bonus, but we will be doing these kind of bonus episodes every now and again too.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I find an hour is like a sweet spot where, like, usually any task that you're doing that you want to listen to a podcast while you're doing, if you're commuting, that kind of thing, an hour seems to be a good length.
Sure.
Sometimes I feel if it's something like I listen to a tech podcast that I love, but they limit themselves to a half an hour and sometimes they end good conversation because they're trying to fit in that half hour. So I like the fact that an hour seems to be the perfect sweet spot for, we have the news and we have our conversation topic and we have our feedback and it all seems to fit in that time frame. And so I kind of want to stick with that. So that's probably what we're going to stick with. The next section here we decided was hosts. And this is where we get sad and we start crying because we're
we
little snowflakes.
So
the first one was, this is a tough question. There really aren't any negative comments I could say about this podcast. The only thing I can think of is it's unfortunate that the podcast hosts don't live in California. That's the only bad thing I have to say.
I agree with you, person. Yeah. I agree with you. I wish I could go to the park every weekend if I could. I totally agree with you.
You know, and I agree with you too. And, you know, people, there's also some feedback that people have sent us through email and stuff too that you know, they're surprised and they're happy that we're able to provide the service that we do when we aren't even near the parks.
Yeah.
But they're happy that we can aggregate all the news that they have to search around for online.
True.
And put them all in one place. Because I know before we did this podcast, I would go every week. I would go and I would look at like five or six different Disney websites just to get updates on Disneyland. So it's nice to have one place to get all of it. This next one, I'm sure all of you are aware of, even in this episode, is they get sidetracked quite a bit, which we do, but we have a passion for the topic and, you know, things, you know, especially in the discussion area, things sometimes strike our fancy and we go off on some tangent. And some of you guys like that and some of you guys don't like that, but it is who we are, so I don't think we're going to change it.
And then we do have another one that was just under that one. I'm just going to throw it in since we're not in order, but it goes along with it. Ramble, sometimes get off track, but not too often.
Yeah.
But we did have this next one. Some of the statements made are not always well informed about some of the issues that they discuss. So to be perfectly honest with you guys, we are not... how do I want to say this? We are not perfect, wonderful, know everything about Disneyland. So quite honestly, sometimes when we get into our discussions, since we do get sidetracked and a little bit off track, we try to give you guys the most correct information that we can. So sometimes, unfortunately, we kind of will, I guess, sidestep some things because we don't want to say something that's incorrect. Or sometimes I completely admit this, we have kind of paused so that we could quick look it up just to fact check ourselves before we record whatever the statement was. So I do feel like we've been trying to get better about doing that and kind of either whether it's creative editing or just kind of keeping ourselves away from those topics in general. I do feel like we have gotten better and that this may have been one of the earlier
survey responses. I also think that one of the things that comes up a lot that we've gotten feedback on, and I'm sure it'll come up more in the negative stuff as well, is that, you know, a lot of people, especially in the beginning, they didn't think that
they're having a hard time.
The perspective of the fact that we don't have families, mm-hmm. so we talk from our experiences. But people that listen to the podcast want more family stuff, and maybe in the beginning we were kind of critical of families. It came off as with, especially when we've talked about strollers and stuff like that. So we don't mean to be that way.
No.
Thank you for letting me read this next piece of comment, though. It is literally my favorite piece of feedback.
Oh, ever. It is, isn't it?
I don't know why, but I love this piece of feedback. It's a negative. But I love it.
A negative about you.
Yes.
But he loves it.
Hosts repeat themselves quite a bit, especially the gentleman. I think it's hilarious, you know, that it's especially the gentleman.
I think you're a little bit honored and touched that even though that they were, I feel like this person was trying to be very polite. He was trying to give you feedback.
Or she.
Sorry, I don't know why I assume male. Maybe because gentleman.
Sure.
But I feel like this person was trying to give you constructive feedback in the nicest way possible.
Yeah, I just, for some reason, I just thought the wording was funny.
I love it.
So we've joked about it. I don't know I'm sure it's made it into the podcast at least once, especially the gentleman. I just love it. Mm-hmm. I just love it.
So next one, sometimes I find they speak too fast. Other times it sounds like they are getting testy with each other. So
do we get testy with each other?
You know, I don't think we do, but maybe. But they also don't. They don't know. You know, they don't know us. They don't know our personalities.
That's true.
Tag is a very, how do I want to say this? He's a very black and white person.
Sure.
Doesn't really have maybe all of the same
nuances,
emotions. He's just very straightforward. So I can see how maybe sometimes that comes across as you maybe being a little bit aggravated by me.
Sure.
But that's just Tag. I promise we're really not getting aggravated and angry with each other. I don't think actually somehow we've been doing this for however many months now. And I don't think we've ever really had an argument about anything to do with the show.
No. You know, it's funny because I don't remember ever seeming even testy with you. The only times I can think of that comes off as negative is stuff I cut out of the show. Like, you'll read, like this happened tonight. You'll read something and I'll go, stop, go back. Because, both of us make those type of mistakes all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's interesting.
I apologize that something maybe have come off that. But like I said, I guarantee that we're enjoying ourselves, even though, and it's hard to know because you're just listening to our voices. You don't actually see facial expressions.
Yeah.
So.
And speaking too fast, that's probably me.
Yeah.
Because Teresa's usually pretty good at speaking at a normal level. But what happens for me, and it's a character thing for me, and anybody that knows me knows this, when I get excited about something, I talk faster. And it's Disneyland, so of course I'm excited about it.
Yep, that's okay. So again, this is one of the constructive things that we have, I think, both been working on. Because I've been more self-conscious about pacing, like thinking about the pacing. And I just even picked this up from listening back to the episodes. It's just much easier to listen if it's just slightly slower. So thank you for that feedback.
Sure.
It seems like the hosts haven't been to the parks in a while and rely on news from Disney or other media outlets for their contact. 100% true. And we are trying to change that. And we're hoping that, unfortunately, since we are all the way in Wisconsin, it is not very easy for us to get to Disneyland as often as we like. I think Tag can agree, if we could be there every week.
Oh, yeah, daily.
We would definitely. Maybe not daily, because we do still need to have jobs so that we can afford to go to Disneyland.
Oh, I'll work at Disneyland.
But if we could be there weekly, I do think it is our hope that, you know, as this podcast grows and as maybe we're able to potentially make a little bit of extra money on the side, we do plan to use all money that we get through Patreon and through our, you know, from our listeners. We do plan to use it the first thing we did was we bought all the podcast equipment. Now we're going through the process of buying all of the fun, cool swag for our listeners that are patrons, because we appreciate you guys so, so much. And we're hoping to get to a level that we will be able to use those funds to take multiple trips to the park throughout the year. For sure we will be there. I will be there this month, but for sure Tay and I will both be there next
D23,
August for D23.
Yeah, and so the ultimate goal right now, the plan, the dream for us, mm-hmm. is that we get to a point where patrons support us enough that we can afford to go every 6 months. And we want to meet up with you guys. Yeah, minimum.
Yes, yeah, but we want to
meet up with you guys. We want to go and experience all these things. Teresa's dream is to get invited to media stuff from Disney.
So bad. I'm like this. Okay, we're getting sidetracked. I'm sorry, but I am like this close to just asking them what it is that they need from, like, what we need to do, what our list, you know, what we need from our listeners, how many downloads, what do they need for us to be deemed worthy to come to a Disneyland press event? I think that would be amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, just think of all the crazy awesome news that we could do, and we could segue that, and we could do some video blogs about it. We could do some YouTube videos about different things that were there when we're experienced stuff. Just open up all sorts of new doors for us that could be more than just the
weekly
podcast.
And for you guys, Teresa and I have already talked about this. I think we've discussed that if we do go to media stuff, mm-hmm. unless there's something super awesome that we just can't part with, that we would be happy to share stuff that we get promotionally through them with the audience in the form of giveaways or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the next feedback here, we're almost done with the host feedback. So at times it can seem robotic when they're reading the scripts, but the regular conversation is great to listen to. Good chemistry. So yes, sometimes we write a script because obviously we need to make sure that we communicate certain information to you. Times, dates, prices. We want to make sure we're very accurate with all that stuff. So if we didn't have it written down as a script, it'd be crazy. Plus, we get feedback from people when we don't write stuff down that we're Googling stuff or whatever. Yeah. So we try to have all this stuff written down.
We're trying to find a happy medium. I feel like, again, this is something that we have already had read and have tried to kind of incorporate into how we do the show each week. Don't know if any of you have noticed, but in the beginning, our news portion used to just be Tag read something, Teresa, tag, Teresa. It was just very back and forth. Now we read something and we try and have a conversation about whatever that news story was. So I think that kind of helps make it seem a little less robotic and a little less boom, boom.
Well, and it gets our opinions in there. And I think people listen to us because they want to hear what our thoughts are.
Yeah, and I think it's maybe just a more comfortable style as to how to bring the news to you. So thank you for your feedback.
Which goes with the next part too, which is wish they were more frequent visitors to the parks. I like the parts when they converse the best. Again, it's kind of what we're talking about.
I agree with you too, person.
So, and then this one, it kind of, applies to this whole feedback
and
episode.
This is great because I cannot express how much I just love our listeners. Our listeners are the best. But I thought this was great because we did in the beginning receive some kind of harsh feedback that we've kind of now just let blown over and decided, trolls are just going to be trolls. Negative people are just going to be negative. Move on from it. Tag and I are having a little hard time in the beginning because we were trying to learn. Whenever we got any sort of negative feedback, we really wanted to learn from it because we were both very new to doing this. So we wanted to, try and put out the best content, the best podcast that we can. So I just love it because this was not the only person that has said this to us, but they said how apologetic you are towards some of the listeners who write in. We're not going to be liked by 100% of the people, so there's no point in trying to apologize over anyone that we have offended, and that those people don't matter. And this person is 100% right. It's the people who listen to you and like you for who you are. You guys are the ones that matter. And so I feel like I'm being kind of ridiculous. I do want to apologize, even though they just told me that I shouldn't apologize. I do want to apologize because it was not our intent to try and focus on that. Like I said, Tag and I were just really trying to learn. I feel like we haven't really been getting, I should knock on wood, we haven't really been getting too much negative feedback. So everything that we seem to be getting now is constructive, which we love. So thank you so much.
And this survey helped a lot.
Yes, yes. So thank you for, we haven't gotten just negative Nancy's just to be negative people recently. So that's made it way easier because at first we're like, what do you mean you think we're anti-Disney and awful? So it was just, it was very confusing. So we were...
Well, and sometimes some of the feedback we've gotten, for instance, we had a couple iTunes reviews that kind of alluded to things but didn't say specifics.
Yeah.
So we kind of were just left confused because it was like, well, what are they even talking about? Yeah. Like, we weren't sure. So if you do have feedback for us, if something really rubbed you the wrong way, try to be somewhat specific towards us, because we like to be able to pinpoint what you're talking about, because sometimes we just don't know. So, you know. So now we're heading into the next section of the dislikes, which is about our opinions. And this had quite a few people have some... This is probably where the people had the most strong opinions, I would say, because this is where they wrote the most. So the first one is, sometimes you give opinions about rides and attractions that you have not been on or experienced that are not positive. I don't like that, because sometimes those attractions are extremely underrated and you should either try them or just give background info and not opinions that you can't really have. I've been on almost everything at the parks. I understand that we were very critical of Guardians of the Galaxy, which neither of us have been on yet, mm-hmm. but I was going off of kind of what the internet was saying about it and what my feelings were based on those descriptions and videos that I've seen. And the other things are, you know, like the Autopia. Yeah, I'm really critical of the Autopia. I don't like it. It's one of my least favorite attractions there. People like it. I get it. But, like, that's just my opinion.
I think that's kind of the beauty of Disneyland, is it's not every attraction is going to be loved by every person that visits the park. So I think, I do think that's kind of the beauty of it. So I'm sorry if sometimes it seems like we're harping maybe a little bit too much on one specific attraction or one specific area. Again, not our intent. For those of you, I think we've already talked about this, but the next one here, it says, complaining about things you haven't experienced, Guardians Tower, or things that are yet to be built. So I'm going to stop right there. Tag and I both loved Tower of Terror.
Yes.
Just loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So we were not happy to see Tower go, but on the flip side, I know that is one of the first things that I'm riding in 2 weeks when I'm in the park. So I'm sad to see the one go, but I'm not completely discrediting Guardians. I feel like Tag and I are both much of the same mindset of don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're not very excited about it, but we're still going to do it. Same thing with Frozen. I know Tag might have to be kicking and screaming because he's just not a Frozen fan in general.
Yeah.
But I still feel like you're going to experience it.
Yeah. Actually, I'm really excited to go back to Epcot and go on the Frozen Ever After ride there, because that looks really good.
Yeah, that looks really awesome. And then second half of this was complaining about Marvel and Star Wars, lacking perspectives for families with young kids. I was very surprised by complaining about Marvel and Star Wars, because I did not think we complained about them. I thought we were talking them up, but they must have heard what we were saying a little bit differently. And I feel like we've already put some things into motion and have tried to change things.
We do want to have one of our
young kids.
Patrons on that have kids. We want to have like a family-centric kind of tips, stuff that we don't know. Mm-hmm. But so we're working on it. We try to work family information in when we can and when we think we can be accurate about it.
Yeah. You know, and I think these next ones, they're all kind of the same. So I'm just going to let's just read through and breeze through them.
Sure.
Sometimes the content seems a little biased towards their experiences and not the park in general, more opinion based rather than just factual.
I agree.
So next one, nothing. It's really great, except the haters don't listen or give any attention to the haters. If they don't like your podcast, they don't have to listen. You guys are fair and full of sound judgment. If someone is offended, then they need to get over themselves. Don't get overly concerned about bad reviews. I would only mention good reviews you get. Again, I just love the support of our podcast.
I do want to say
I have two people that their dislikes is that we
pay too much attention.
Yeah, I just love that. They're like, you're not doing anything wrong. You're doing great. Forget those other people. Like, that's just how positive and supportive are our listeners.
I do want to address, I would only mention the good reviews you get. And I had this conversation fairly early on with Teresa, because she also didn't want to talk about negative stuff.
Well, because we got weird negative ones in the beginning.
And I get it. She made a good argument. But I have worked at a news station before, and I feel that if we're going to read feedback at all, we need to read bits of all feedback, whether it's good or bad. And I think that for me, it's an integrity issue. If we get bad feedback, I don't want to hide that from our listeners because it's not fair. You know, I don't know. I just feel like we have more integrity when we read stuff that people don't like about us. And, you know, we take it and, you know, it's constructive. Continuing on, for the rest of the opinions here, we have the hosts really don't seem to like or embrace the Disney of today. And it's also pretty irritating that they discuss things they have no firsthand knowledge about. Again, kind of the same lines there. I'd like more commentary on the news headlines. Again, we've already changed that. Some of the speculation regarding Disney parks and planning seems off base, i.e. the potential for a new Tarzan attraction. This I'd like to address.
I was surprised that somebody remembered that, because I felt like that was kind of just one little offhand comment.
Yeah, we didn't talk about a new Tarzan attraction necessarily in Disneyland. What we talked about was that the ride system for the Guardians attraction that's going to be in Disney World was something that maybe would come and do something here.
I feel like that was before they unveiled what it was.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about how, could this, it's kind of like you're going,
because we were talking about Spider-Man and then Tarzan. And forth,
Yeah. So I'm sorry that you know, stuck out that much.
And the final,
that was just us having random conversation.
Yeah. And the final opinion was, sometimes the hosts can be more on the negative side and talk over each other, which we just did. Everyone has bad days, and that's completely okay. Most of the time they admit when they're being negative. Just some days are lacking the passion. I think this came in after, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? I was just really busy that week, and I wasn't prepared really to do the podcast, and we spent a lot of time before actually recording the show, getting the show ready, and when it came down to it, I was tired and I was a little grumpy, and that's just what happened.
I think I was thinking that this was the one that we were talking about, all of the different was it Pixar Fest food, or it was food, and nothing sounded good.
That
to
was
Forte.
That week.
He's just like, that sounds terrible. Give me my alien macaroons.
Yep. So then we are on to the other category. So go ahead and start.
So some of these we tried to look into these because there was a couple people that had said similar things. But for some reason, when I listen to the podcast, it jumps backwards a lot. For example, I listen to it and it jumps backwards to the last 5 minutes, and I can never listen to the whole thing. Someone else said last few episodes on Pocket Cast app, some content loops over and over and overrides a good chunk of the podcast. Never happened in the past, so hope it gets worked out. This person subscribes to about 60 different podcasts, and it only was happening with our podcast.
Yeah, somebody emailed or something, or sent a message on Facebook or something that was talking similarly. And
it is. Sometimes the episodes repeat themselves, and I'm listening to the same thing over and over again. Not sure if that's something with the episode or on my end.
Yeah, so every time I try to troubleshoot any of these, I don't have the problem. So my suggestion is, if you have this happen, delete the episode out of your player, re-download the episode. If you're streaming the episode, hopefully your podcast player has an option to download the episode. I would always recommend just downloading the whole episode, because the link goes through two different tracking URLs and everything to get to the actual file. And if something hiccups in there, it could cause all these problems. So what I would say is, if you have this problem, delete the episode, re-download it. If you're streaming the episode, try to actually download the episode instead of stream the episode. And if you have these type of problems, shoot us an email, feedback@disneylandweekly.com, and I can try to help you with it.
All right, I'm going to kind of lump a couple of the next ones together, too. This person said, I can't think of anything as their dislike.
Right.
This other person said that I only learned about it a couple of weeks ago was what they disliked. And then we also had, let's see. Oh, there it is.
That's it for others.
This is honestly a great podcast. I have nothing I don't like.
Oh, there you go. So the last of the others that I have was least. To honestly answer this question, I'm going to have to say that what I like least about this podcast is I'm unable to participate more in it. I like least that you are both unable to make it to the park more frequently. So
I like that least too.
Yeah, I take it as two possible ways you're asking about this. So the first one is about making it to the parks more frequently. I take that maybe you would like to meet us in person or whatever. Well, yeah. Teresa will be there in a couple weeks. Maybe you'll bump into her. and then the other thing about being able to participate more in it, become a patron at the $3 or more level, and you get access to our chat, our patron chat, and there is constantly discussion going on,
gosh.
And we're always in there talking to people.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
If you want to participate more, we ask people in there for discussion ideas. Mm-hmm. When we were setting up the merchandise store and doing stuff with our logo that we just got redesigned, we were putting a lot of that in there and asking people opinions. So if you really want to participate, we really value that chat during the week. That's who we're talking to and trying to figure out stuff for the episodes and stuff. So $3 is not that much per month. You'll help support the show and you can participate more.
The other thing too is, if you are already, maybe this person is already in on their chat and they really want more. Remember, we are getting very close to our $100 patron level, which once we reach $100 per month from patron supporters, we are going to be inviting one patron on once a month to be a part, to actually really be a part of
you'll
the show. So you'll actually get to be involved in our discussion. For sure. I'm not sure if we're going to have you do the news part or if it's, if we're just going to listen to the discussion. I feel like that'd probably be easier just to, that's the fun part of the episode really anyway. So that's the part you want to be in on.
Yeah.
So yeah. So remember, we are getting close to that too. So if you are already in the chat, hopefully we will get you on the show pretty soon here.
Yep. So now we're moving to the quality portion of the negative feedback. Occasionally, I've heard the host say a couple of wrong things, but it's no big deal as they're open to criticism. Thank you. So that's also kind of a positive.
Yes. And then this kind of also goes in, ties in. Occasional mispronunciations of restaurants, particularly Spanish words, but absolutely minor, not a real issue. I know this episode that we just recorded before, your episode 30, I completely butchered multiple artist names, and I am sorry.
It's hard.
We try.
So the host can be repetitive. They say, "In my opinion," and I thought that was cool a lot. Well, we have like a lot of opinions, and we do think things are cool a lot. You know,
we'll get a little bit more creative with our wording.
When I listen back to the episodes that I'm doing editing, I find that I say, "God, what is it that I say all the time?" There's something that I find myself saying.
You learn a lot of things about yourself. Oh, I realize I say awesome a lot.
What I thought was interesting. Or, you know what's interesting? I use the word interesting a lot. That's what it is.
Disneyland is very interesting.
There you go. Well, there isn't much to dislike. The only real issue I have is that it's a very specific podcast, which won't be of much use after our trip to the park is over. Wrong.
I invite you to keep listening to us. If you are any sort of level of Disney fan, I feel like we, you know, if you enjoy learning new things and new updates about the park, they may have been listening. You know, I'm going to give this person the benefit of the doubt. I bet you they were listening during the tour segment.
Oh,
and
maybe.
So if they kind of thought that that's the only thing that this podcast was about, I can see how they could think that they wouldn't need to listen after the trip. But keep listening, because we got all sorts of random different things that we talk about that are Disneyland related.
Yep. And the last quality feedback was, at this moment, nothing is really undesirable. It's a good content, opinion-driven podcast that is effective without going overboard. I think we got another piece of feedback that was like that, too, that was basically that they listen to other podcasts, other Disney podcasts, and sometimes people are just way too opinionated, and they talk about a bunch of other stuff, and it's just, they don't like it as much.
All right, and then we did get some interesting feedback as far as the dislike goes regarding the tour, which... thankfully, the tour is now over, so you don't have anything to dislike anymore. But the dislike was the tour of the parks. I usually only listen to the news and move on to the next podcast. And then the second person said, filling the rest of the podcast with other content to make it fit a longer length. I would be happy with just news and chatting. Things about like new merchandise, favorite food, tips, memories, etc. The tour segment was their least favorite. Well, thankfully, like I said, the tour is... now over, so you guys don't have to listen to us talk about the
tour. I'll tell you though, I liked doing the tour.
Well, and it was interesting because, as you guys will find out, we again, that was another one of those things that we had two sides of the coin. It seemed like it was one of those things that people either loved or maybe didn't love so much.
Right. All right, so now we're going to move on to the likes.
And we're going to try and go a little bit faster during the likes. I'm sorry, guys.
Sorry, Teresa. I'm apologizing to Teresa because she's over there with caffeine and like this is our second podcast of the night. So the categories we decided to filter things into for this side was content, hosts, quality, tour, frequency, length, and other.
And holy buckets, was content like the number one thing that people seemed to like? So out of, what did I say, 33 people were very happy with the content.
Yeah. So I'll just read a couple real quick, and then I'll give you this big one, this big fat one here, Teresa.
Okay.
So the first two were love the news, tips, and personal stories. Well, thank you for that. And the weekly news.
Next person, hands down, this is my favorite Disney podcast. Oh, isn't that? That's awesome. Sorry. Getting sidetracked.
Sure.
The content is fantastic. No BS, just straight to the point Disney news. A lot of other podcasts talk about their families and personal lives. I can appreciate a little personal background, but I don't want to hear about other people's kids and marriages on my Disney podcast. Cough, cough. Ooh, cough, cough, nostalgia. I totally butchered that. Keep up the good work, Disneyland Weekly. So, yeah, so Tay and I are kind of, like I was saying, very straight to the point. And sometimes I can get easily distracted, so he seems straight to the point. We want to try and pack each episode with as much news and information as we can. And I mean, quite frankly, you're right. You guys, I mean, if you guys are interested in different things about us, you can always ask us. It's just, I don't think you guys need to know what I did before I came in, recorded the podcast today. That's not very fun and that's not very exciting. Right. You don't care that I worked a 10-hour day before coming here, and Tag and I went to sushi for lunch today. That's what we did, but you know, it's not that exciting. You guys want to hear about Disneyland?
Yeah, that's if it's Disneyland Weekly, it's not Tag and Teresa Weekly. The next one was the content covers very useful material, and the hosts are quite enthusiastic. I like the music and standard audio clips, and then things are described in such a manner that I can picture them in the park. Well, that's good.
That's awesome. I love learning new things about Disneyland, feeling in the know, and what's going on now in the world of Disney. The relativeness to what is happening currently in the park, and not just planning tips. For us who do not need the tips, you give great info to just enjoy the magic when we cannot be in the park. I just love our listeners so much. You guys, these are great, great positive likes that you like about the show.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of feedback from people who are, you know, like in one of the negatives, you know, trip planning people. But there's also the people that just, you know, we had the cast member feedback in our episode 30.
Yeah. This podcast was not intentionally set up for trip planning. I'm sure there are other podcasts that are, you know, revolve around trip planning. If that's what you're looking for, I can see how maybe we're not the right fit for you.
We're the podcast if you just love Disneyland.
Yeah, we're the Disneyland lover podcast.
I love that it's just good, fun Disney talk, not fake positive or overly negative, just simple, good, fun talk.
Good.
The next one was, I like that it's very well organized and informative, and then helpful to keep up on all the latest news as we prepare for a trip to Disneyland.
All right, so all the up-to-date information is great. Someone else likes our Disney trivia.
So I think I understand. I think I figured out the Disney trivia. I think Disney trivia is not meaning like that we do trivia, just like the fact that we have all these little tidbits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So yeah. The Disney trivia, I was going to say maybe they were referencing, because we did give all sorts of different facts and backstories and dates and whatever during our
Maybe we should do Disney
tour.
Trivia.
We do this weekly. We've got plenty of different discussion topics we can go through. Content is great. Disneyland News, please expand on the news.
And I think we have.
Yep. Disneyland News Weekly is an interesting format. News.
Current, topical, and useful.
Disneyland News.
Yep. The opinions and differing views are enlightening and refreshing. Content is organized and interesting to listen to. I love the content and how in-depth the hosts go to make sure you know everything you need for planning a Disneyland trip.
The news.
Great summary of news without having to hunt around. The general info about Disneyland. That I'm able to keep up to date with the news and general goings-on at my favorite place in the whole world. I'm glad that that is what you get from it for us. You can continue. That's not just news.
Aw, that was fun. Fun and informative. The information provided. The authentic Disneyland music used in the podcast. You know, I'm very surprised and impressed how many comments we have gotten with our music choices. It might seem, I mean, I kind of thought it was small and silly, but Tag and I really enjoy picking something out that either
is challenging,
themed to whatever our discussion topic was, or maybe what was going on in the news. We always try to link the music in somehow to what's going on with that episode. And I am so impressed that so many people enjoy it as much as I do. So I'm glad that sometimes you and I kind of scrutinize over it, because apparently it does matter.
I think in the future, actually, we might do, like we did a tour of the parks, I think we might do like a musical tour of Disneyland, and each week just have like a couple pieces of Disneyland music that we play and kind of talk about.
Oh, sure.
Because I think that people would really enjoy that. So now it's been recorded, so we can remember that this is something we wanted to talk about.
So here's one of our people that had only listened to one episode, just found it and listened to one episode, can't wait to listen more. Wow, that's awesome. I thank you for apparently getting that great of a vibe and great feel from our one episode that you needed to sit through this terribly long survey to let us know. That's awesome.
All the updated news. How the hosts care so much about what the listeners want. I love when they did a tour of the parks and went into detail of each ride. Would love them to go into more in-depth about fun facts of the park instead of current events. Which
we're trying to spice things up, especially with our discussion. So hopefully we will be getting more kind of fun fact, trivia, whatever you want to call it, information in our discussion topics soon. The information is interesting and helps me stay up to date with the park when I can't be there.
Me too.
Current information, hosts have good votes.
I don't know if that was supposed to be like view, like views vibes? Or vibes. I don't know.
Maybe good votes. I'm going to take it though.
Sure. The knowledge that the host provides.
Oh, so this next section, we're now we've now switched over. These are what you guys had to say about Tag and myself, which we did have quite a lot of feedback about us. So that's always great to hear.
Yep. The knowledge that the host provides and the positive attitude. The host's energy is really great together.
The hosts present the podcast very well. The content is excellent. I appreciate that you use disability-friendly language, disabled instead of handicap, ADA, etc. I appreciate that you I appreciate that you speak about disability access without using ableist language. This is rare to find in media. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate when you talk about ADA accessibility. None of the other podcasts do that. You know, and this was a really amazing and really touching piece of feedback that we got, because quite honestly we didn't kind of like go out of our way to make sure that
I didn't even think about it,
that we were being, you know, using the correct terminology, anything like that. So I'm very glad that that we were using all the correct terminology, and I really appreciate and I really like her term here. I don't know why. I'm going to assume you're female. I'm sorry if you're not. But the ableist language, and I never really thought of it that way, but that's a great way to describe it. Yeah. So I'm glad that you enjoy our podcast. Thank you.
I like how it flows. Tag and Teresa have good chemistry. This word chemistry is going to come up a lot, which is good, which is like I've talked about before. One of the reasons I picked Teresa to co-host this with me is I knew that she'd be great on the podcast to do. She'd bring a great vibe and energy.
I wasn't really thinking that this is going to work out, but I am very I'm very glad that it did. Hosts are entertaining and very knowledgeable. There's not a lot of fluff. The show gets the news. Oh, I cannot read tonight anymore. I'm sorry. This show gets to the news and share just the right amount of personal opinion or feelings.
Yep. Hosts are knowledgeable and entertaining, follow the news closely, and deliver facts about the parks.
That's another word, entertaining. People find us entertaining, Tag. That's interesting. Well, I hope we don't disappoint you guys once you meet us in real life.
I think that they like the fact that they think we're entertaining because we goof up reading stuff all the time.
Right, yeah, and we just kind of flow with it.
The hosts, your guys' information and knowledge. Knowledgeable and passion of hosts.
How informative and how enjoyable the hosts are.
I enjoy the upbeat attitudes of the speakers and the short and concise presentation of the content.
I enjoy the sincerity of the hosts and their comment to providing the most honest and current podcast that they can.
I think that's supposed to be commitment, but it says comment.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
commitment to providing the most honest and current podcast that they can.
I think that constructive criticism is perfectly fine, and we all have a little something we would want to fix or change at Disney. I really enjoyed the historic tour around Disneyland and the experiences had by the hosts in each land and ride or show. I also like how the hosts share the news and comment on it and try to piece out how it will all come about in real life and if the news is a little open-ended.
Yeah, thank you for that. That was really, really well-worded.
So I'm sorry. So we have so much feedback, and we want to, read all of it and go through all of it, but we don't want to take up, you know, too much of your time. I just want to let you guys know that all of these likes just put like the biggest smile on both Tag and I's face. And quite honestly, as we're reading back through these for you, we both have like these big dopey grins on our face. So just thank you guys so so much. It really means a lot to us. That you guys enjoy the show, you like how Tag and I present the news, maybe you like our quirks, our chemistry, whatever. It's really, really awesome. I know I say that word a lot. I'm sorry.
Are you saying really we great. Need to skip all this, or are you fine just keep
no,
reading?
No, I'm trying to let them know that even though we're not maybe commenting on each individual thing, we do very, very much appreciate
totally.
It.
I enjoy the banter between the hosts and the information they bring to listeners every week. Even though the hosts aren't able to visit the parks regularly, they share the most current news and events in regards to the Disneyland Resort, which makes listening to this podcast even more great. So thank you for appreciating all the effort that we put in to get all the news and information every week.
Good banter between hosts.
I love that it's about Disneyland, their friendly conversation style, and that it's weekly.
I like the hosts and their ability to speak knowledgeable about the subject without a lot of unnecessary tangents.
Do you listen to our podcast?
You know, but I like that because I feel like sometimes when we do go off on they do listen, but sometimes when we do go off on our tangents, it's still relative. It might not be specifically about whatever topic it is that we're discussing, but it's still Disney related.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Very rare that we go off onto some sort of tangent that has
that's true.
Nothing to do with anything.
That's true. Was it? Yeah, it's your turn.
I enjoy the hosts. They do a great deal of research and provide reliable information, even though they live... Wait a minute, didn't we do this one?
No.
Sorry. This. See, you guys had a lot of the same things to say, so we must know that they're true, since many of you said the same thing. So I will start over. I apologize if you are listening to this, whoever
wrote this. Caffeine's wearing off for Teresa. She worked a 10-hour day today. She's ready for bed.
They already heard that. Remember we talked about that in the sushi.
I'm just saying it again.
I enjoy the hosts. They do a great deal of research and provide reliable information, even though they live far away from the park. They are entertaining and give good advice and opinions. I enjoy listening to them talk about all things about Disneyland Resort. Overall, y'all are fantastic.
Y'all are fantastic.
Love it.
Well, you all are fantastic.
Must be someone from the South.
Maybe. The obvious love and respect for Disney, the commitment and preparation the hosts bring to the table.
The hosts are knowledgeable and fun to listen to.
The hosts are great at discussing the topics.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
Okay.
I was just trying to like make something short sound more exciting than just like a quick little... That's all.
What just happened? I'm sorry. My... Go to the next one.
Sure. The hosts and their detailed research. I look forward to this podcast every Wednesday on my commute home.
Mine just like jumped to the top.
Oh, line 54.
What line are we on? Okay.
Great host, great content, perfect podcast.
Interaction of the hosts.
I love the two hosts the most. They have the great. They have a great chemistry together, and it makes the podcast really enjoyable. I also like. I also like the frequency of the episodes. I only go to Disneyland once or twice a year, so the weekly podcasts are a great way to keep me connected to what's going on in the parks.
They are great to listen to. The pace is good, where I don't fall asleep and inform. I'm very glad that we don't make you fall asleep. That's awesome.
I'm gonna have to put in like random noises of like burr, like little horns,
making sure you're awake.
Right, great hosts with good chemistry and plenty of interesting and good content. I'm a cast member at Disneyland and have been kept up to date by this podcast during some medical downtime. Thank you for doing a Disneyland centered podcast. Many Walt Disney World podcasts out there, but not enough Disneyland centered ones, in my opinion. It's great to hear from guests that truly love Disneyland and do their research.
I totally. Every time we get any, this is either the second or third time that we have gotten Disneyland cast member feedback. And I totally just geek out and fangirl each time we get this. This is probably, to me, this has got to be the most amazing time. Any time that we get, I love any and all feedback, of course.
Absolutely.
But it's just so humbling to me when we get feedback that from cast members themselves. I feel like it's like the teacher or something, and you know, because they work there, they're there all the time. So how is it that we had some information that this person maybe didn't know?
Right,
that's amazing.
So now we're moving on to the quality stuff we've categorized as quality.
Mm-hmm. Quality of the news and park tours and the different attraction music with each beginning of the episode.
Quality audio and content with entertaining hosts.
Well produced. Good interplay between hosts.
Audio quality and the thought put into the transitions.
And the hosts are great. The audio is clear and reliable as well.
And we have one tour comment.
One that was
category.
Just... We had other people talk about the tour, but this is the only person that was like 100%
yep.
tour.
The details of Disneyland, all the new information, plus loving the tours of the park. So that wraps up all of the feedback we got from you guys. There was a ton in there. I'm looking at how long we've been recording this. I don't remember where in the recording I started it. Thank you,
though, to everybody.
Yeah, it looks like we're going on an hour. So thank you for listening for this long. Let us know what you guys think of having this extra bonus episode in the feed this week. You know, we have some stuff coming up. What is next week's? That's our Q&A.
Yes, I believe next week's.
So next week's our Q&A episode that'll be bonus and added to the feed, just like this one was this week. So there'll be a regular news episode on Wednesday like normal, and then there'll be a bonus episode in there for you. So if you like these type of episodes and want more of them, please give us some feedback and let us know, because we want to make sure that we keep doing that. And then, of course, we're going to do our normal thing. We want to thank each and all of you for listening each and every week. Don't forget to support the show if you can by going to DisneylandWeekly.com/support or by sharing Disneyland Weekly on social media or by word of mouth with other Disneyland fans that you know.
So thank you guys again. I don't think we can say it enough, but thank you so much for taking the time to do this. We really appreciate any and all feedback that we receive. So it was great. Obviously, it's awesome to always get the positive feedback so that we know that some of the things that we're doing it right and that you enjoy it and that we're doing, on the right track. But again, thank you for your constructive criticism, too. I was very impressed that all of the dislikes, we did not have anything that was just negative, purely to be negative. We did learn a lot about ourselves. We are going to try and tweak a few things. Like we mentioned, we have been working on tweaking some things to kind of work out any of the little bumps and little kinks in the road. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. We love all of you guys. Thank you so much for making us a part of your week. We hope to hear from you again soon. Take care. Go out and enjoy the parks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that you'll be back with us again soon.